Welcome to the Rotary Roundup, where we recap the latest news, events, acts of service, and milestones in the Rotary community. I'm Linda Yu. World Immunization Week. This is an important week in our Rotary International calendar. This year's observance of World Immunization Week from April 24th to 30th signals Rotary's renewed effort to close the immunization gaps and prevent an estimated 2 to 3 million deaths worldwide from vaccine-preventable diseases, including polio. The extensive polio eradication infrastructure created by Rotary, its partners in the Global Polio Eradication Initiative, and by governments and health ministries will play a pivotal role as society fights other public health threats. During this week, Rotary International encourages all clubs to take action and plan events to spread the word about the importance of vaccinations. This year's Immunization Week coincides with a recent measles outbreak across the U.S. According to the Center for Disease Control, the 121 measles cases reported in the first quarter of 2024 outpaces last year's entire total of 58 cases. The U.S. had been on track to erase the spread of measles, so these new numbers point out the importance of immunizations for measles.
There's a lot of parallels, polio and measles outbreaks. We know that during COVID, vaccination rates plummeted in many countries, even though there was a global focus on vaccination.
That's Carol Pandak, director of Rotary's Polio Plus program. Pandak says raising awareness is a key factor in helping to eliminate diseases, including polio and measles. Immunization is a cornerstone of public health, saving millions of lives each year and preventing the spread of infectious diseases. Rotary International began its first polio immunization campaign in the Philippines in 1979 and continues a commitment to eradicate polio around the world. The Rotary Club of Kansas City, Missouri is celebrating the 100th anniversary of the Rotary Youth Camp for Children and Young Adults with Special Needs or Who Are Disadvantaged. Since its inception in 1924, more than 300,000 campers have experienced life-changing moments at the camp. Located along the beautiful shores of Lake Giacomo, the 40-acre Rotary Camp is available throughout the year for camping experiences. The layout and facilities of the campgrounds and the activities planned cater to the specific needs of children with disabilities. It allows local community groups to host camps free of charge. The Rotary Club of Kansas City was founded in 1910, and the Rotary Youth Camp is one of the longest-running service projects within the Rotary world. Over the years, this project has gained the support of other Rotary clubs in the area. They not only donate money, but also volunteer their time to clean up and get the camps ready for summer campers every year. As part of the centennial celebration in May, the club will host an open house for current user groups and a celebratory luncheon for Rotarians and other supporters. For more information, check rotaryyouthcamp.org. Rotary supports psychology students. The Rotary Club of North Chicago is supporting psychology and psychiatry students in their academic research on PTSD and other mental health issues experienced by military veterans. Through partnerships and fundraising, the club is able to award $300 to $600 stipends to students as they interview veterans and present their work at medical conferences. Many of the club members are veterans dedicated to supporting PTSD studies. In fact, the club meets near the Great Lakes Naval Station, the Navy's largest training station. Applicants should contact the Rotary Club of North Chicago. Rotary Run for Resilience. The Rotary Club of Queen Creek in Phoenix, Arizona, will hold its second Rotary Run for Resilience this week. Theme of the 5K run walk is Teen Mental Wellness. Registration is still open and sponsorship opportunities are also available. Funds raised will go to local programs that work to improve youth mental resilience and prevent teen suicide. The run is April 27th at the Queens Creek Horseshoe Park and Equestrian Center. If you'd like to participate, contact the Rotary Club of Queen Creek. Time capsule. A Massachusetts Rotary Club is unearthing history next month, literally. As part of the Great Barrington Rotary Club's 100th anniversary, its members are digging up a time capsule buried by club members 50 years ago. 81-year-old Walter Buddy Atwood remembers the sunny spring day in 1974. He was there.
I personally did a taped interview of two gentlemen in Great Barrington that were both born in the 1890s about what Great Barrington had changed, how much it had changed since the 1900s up until when we buried the capsule in the 1970s.
The tape of those interviews, along with high school yearbooks, local newspaper articles of the day, and more items about the picturesque community in the Berkshires, were placed inside the historic capsule. Atwood is still a proud member of the Great Barrington Club, whose family has lived in the area since before the American Revolutionary War. He also recalls Great Barrington was the first community in the U.S. to have electric streetlights with an alternating current, just as we do today. The club plans to work with local high school students to get their ideas for a new time capsule, which will be buried, and extending the club's history, will be opened in another 50 years. That's this week's Rotary Roundup. If there's a story you'd like to hear featured, send your tips to magazine@rotary.org. I'm Linda Yu. Thanks for listening.